Hello, and it's almost feels like a spring day. This is kind of surprising. Oh boy, that's depressing. Well, we have pro-Hamas demonstrators interrupting Resurrection Sunday services at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Interrupted isn't even a good description, because when the ushers attempted to redirect the Hamas lovers and it failed, the perps were resistant and combative. It's a good thing that police were on the scene to take them into custody. But again, this is New York City. They won't even charge them. I could not tell from the video if they were Muslims or wackos, or what I call useful idiots. You call them. Yeah, it's one of the two or both. Exactly. And they kill them. Well, we'll see them start with the Lutherans and the Baptists and then the Presbyterians and the Methodists and soon to be in every church in your location. It's scary, but it's probably true. A UCLA mandatory course on structural racism for first-year medical students hosted a guest speaker who will remain nameless because of her topic, who had praised Hamas October 7th attack on Israel, led students in chants of free, free Palestine, and demanded that they bow down to Mama Earth. According to students in the class and the audio obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, which I listened to, my thoughts were that this mandatory class put a woman on a pedestal who mixed up Islam, earth worship, and ancestor worship. You know, she might have been more appropriate for a class on psychosis. Oh, mental illness. No, it's been around here for at least the 50 years, 50 plus years I've been here, almost 60. Yeah. Pieces. Oh my gosh. If you can, you send that to me, or I'll play it for everybody. I found this video. I'm not sure if this is the one you want, that says all the prophets were Muslims. Lady? All right. Cut him off there. Holy cow. All prophets. All right. I do want to point out the stuff that you're saying that XYZ pointed out. Christian signatories for this Chrislam thing included Rick Warren, Bill Hybels, Yale Divinity School. Yes, and I have spoken enough about Yale Divinity. Yale Divinity School is not a place to be trusted with your education, your money, or anything. Jeepers. Yeah. Okay. You can hear it. It's all in another language. Change pages. Yeah. Deception. It's the only way Islam stands. Deception, lies, yes. We're out of Canada. Rare Foundation, this one makes me laugh, reports Nestle, we're talking about the chocolate company, launched Kit Kat Iftar bars in Canada for this Ramadan. Sadly, this is another example of Western corporations promoting the Islamization of nations for profit. This move, marketed as a gesture of inclusivity to a religion that does not extend inclusivity beyond Islam, viewed as a calculated attempt to profit financially while undermining the cultural identity of the host nation. Well, there's one other piece to this that makes me laugh. And you were laughing when we talked about this earlier. Okay, the Kit Kat bars stand out because regular Kit Kats typically feature 2 or 4 chocolate-covered wafer fingers. This Islamicized version boasts 30 fingers, 1 for each day of Ramadan. I don't know if you saw this by Rob Cad, but camel urine is a law. It's not in there. I know it's not in there. It's not in there. It's not. It's not in there. Oh, that could be funny. I'll take a look. All right. Let me pull up. Let's do this. All right. Present, share screen. All right. Well, they said chocolate is believed to be halal unless it contains haram ingredients, such as alcohol, pork derivatives, and other animal-derived additives can render the chocolate haram. Oh. It generally, Quran guides Muslims to consume what is wholesome and pure. Talking about it, it doesn't make any comment. So this person, let's try that. All I'm getting are these: is chocolate haram? Is chocolate haram? Oh, there we go. Which chocolates? Oh, okay, we'll try that. There we go. So they followed the shepherd, what is the camels, and drank. Okay. I won't be able to play it. I have to go out to play it, but I'll come back. What did you want on mute? Because I didn't push the voice. I didn't push the sound button. What do you want, though? Tell me what you want. Okay. Oh, that's an apostate prophet. Yeah, Muhammad Hijab saying something on it. Oh my gosh. Why do camels pee on themselves? Camel urine challenge. Drinking camel urine, Muhammad Hassan, oh, yes. Drinking camel urine, stop. Which one? Well, this one? Okay. He actually, yeah, he's all for this. Go back to the. All right, next story is out of Great Britain. I'd say stay away from the camel. All right. Great Britain's news channel. The Great Britain news channel reports that London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, allowed lights that wish London happy Ramadan to be on display throughout the month. London's Christians are not happy. Writing on social media, one person said, insult to everyone who was Christian. They have never done Easter lights for us. Another said, we are a Christian country. Easter is one of the main feasts in the Christian calendar. It should not be overshadowed by other religious events. While a third added, Ramadan lights at Easter? This is cultural displacement. I think the third one nailed it. I don't think I've ever seen that. Yes. What's the first thing they do when they take that church? They'll break it. They'll break that cross. They'll take it down. Oh, it just offended Mr. Cultural displacement. I think that was the best one. I don't think that's very far, especially considering this next one, where a woman in London who was eating on a bus had a Muslim insist she stop eating because he could smell her food and he was fasting. This was caught on video. We're not going to show it because there is some inappropriate language in there, but oh, it's so horrible. I did like how she gave it back to him, though. She told him to, if he's fasting, to stay inside. Yeah, stay inside his home. If you're fasting, stay home. If you're worried about smelling food, stay home. Bad reason to fast. If he's fasting because there's no food, it's not fasting, it's starvation. 24 hours. What would they do to a Muslim who would get caught doing that? Wow. Imagine that, the Buckingham Palace filled with Muslims, yes. Next story is out of France. We had a Muslim in Reims beat up his entire non-Muslim family for having sausage in the fridge. That's exactly what happened. All right. Senegalese illegal immigrant claiming to be a Muslim was arrested for glorifying terrorism and threatening to burn down the Notre Dame de la Voix Church in Athis-Mons this past Saturday before Easter. Shortly before 7 p.m., he forced his way into the church, approached a parishioner, claimed to be a Muslim, claimed to have visions, and warned her that the church building would burn down within 3 months. The suspect, 34-year-old El Hadji, they don't give his last name, from Senegal, was quickly arrested for glorifying terrorism, threatening destruction by arson, and inciting a crime on religious grounds. He spoke threateningly and incoherently. However, the psychiatric eval says they found nothing wrong with him. As a result, the police released the illegal migrant to return to his activities. And this is a French news source that I got from, so it's not a surprise. All right. I'm switching down to the Pakistan story. CBS News reported an honor killing. Okay, this is the part that got me. The first few words. CBS News reported this. An honor killing in Pakistan where a man allegedly filmed his brother strangling their sister. He has been arrested as part of the latest honor killing that has outraged the country, police said. Maria Bibi, who was 22, was killed on March 17th, allegedly by her brother, Mohammed Faisal. I mean, how did you say it was? Faisal. In the presence of her father, Abdul Sattar. A video filmed by the woman's other brother, Shabazz, appears to show Faisal strangling the girl on the bed in the family home while the father sat nearby. When Faisal was done, his father offered him water to drink. Just a second. Just got to figure out where the mouse went first. All right. I have the running mouse here, right? I think this is Lynn. It is. Okay. Immigrate to the moon. Oh boy, it was a hijra. Okay, what was the verse? Verse 47. Okay, I've got it. Just a second. All right. Okay. 546. And okay, that's how I thought you were. Okay. And we wrote for them in it, a soul for a soul, an eye for an eye, and a nose for a nose, and an ear for an ear, and a tooth for wounds, retaliation, so whoever gives it as alms, so it is an atonement for him. Yeah. I'm trying to give one more thing here. I'm just trying to find the I think people need to see that it says in Sharia that parents are allowed to kill their children. And this is the thing that I you know, the first time I read through it. Yeah, I've got it. Yeah, I've got it. All right, so I'm just going to throw it up. I was just looking for it, and I just like, yeah, I knew about where it was. Let me grow this. Is this seeable by everybody? In the red office. It just moved. All right, a Muslim for killing a non-Muslim. There it is. A father or mother or their fathers or mothers for killing their offspring. These are exceptions. These are allowances. A father and mother are allowed to kill their offspring is what they're saying. Or offspring's offspring. They're talking about their grandchildren. Yes. A good example is actually the next news story, which is, yeah. So let's share. Okay. This last story is kind of puts it all together. It's out of Africa, Nigeria. Crux Now reports. Okay, that's an actual person? I thought that was a... Oh, wow. I didn't know it really, that was a real person. All right. Okay. Okay, let me read this story. Crux Now reported that on March 9th, nearly 300 school children were abducted from their school in northwest Nigeria's Kaduna State. Sunday, March 24th, more than 2 weeks after the children were seized from their school, those 300 school children were released. A Nigerian Catholic priest, Father Moses Larapuhu, is bringing attention to some of what's being hidden in respect to these kidnappings in Nigeria. He says the government has allowed an option to marry off freed Boko Haram hostages to their abductors. This was in reaction to 20 Chibok girls who had regained their freedom after 10 years in Boko Haram captivity, and they are now being forced to marry the men who abducted them. Of those 276 girls abducted that day, 91 are still missing. Quote, what the government is doing is legitimizing Islamization. How do you ask a victim of a rapist to marry him? The government is seeking to minimize the catastrophe in international circles and allow the legitimization of Islamic terrorism, he said. Maria Lozano of the Charity Aid to the Church in Need said, Northern Nigeria has become home to mass kidnappings. It's all about ransom money. Many criminal bands make a living from it. If they're alive. If they're alive. With a hashtag. Yeah. We only have one more piece that you've been asking me to share, which is this. The Ramadan Bamadan results. Day 27, there's been 129 attacks and 688 kills. A lot. No, we don't. Yes. No other religions, no Buddhists, no anything. then there would be a bright light coming out of the moon. Okay, this is chapter 10, verse 5. He who made the sun bright and the moon a light and has ordained its stations so that you may learn the number of years and the reckoning. Allah did not create this except with the truth. He expounds on his signs to a people who know. Yep. It says, he is who has made the sun bright and the moon a light and has ordained its stations so that you may learn the number of years and reckoning. Allah did not create this except with the truth. Well, I tell you what, we'll put this to the test. We'll put this to the test on Monday. I am in the path of totality. You are in the path of totality. If it stays bright, yes. Like a flashlight. On 25.5. I think it means that Allah doesn't Allah doesn't know what God knows. Then we sent after them Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh and his leaders with our signs, so they acted proudly, and they were a criminal people. So when the truth came to them from us, they said, surely this is obvious sorcery. They said, have you come to us to turn us from what we found our fathers on? And to you will be the pride of the on the earth, okay? And we will not believe in you. And we revealed to you, this is 1087, and we revealed to Moses and his brother that take your people to houses in Egypt, and in your houses make a kobla. No, kibla. I don't even want to think about it. Bricks. They got to get to the promised land first before we even talk about it being built. Yeah, that's exactly it. And Moses said, "Our Lord, surely you have given Pharaoh and his readers adornment and money in the world's life, our Lord, that they may err from your way. Our Lord, hide on their money and harden on their hearts, that they will not believe until they see the painful torment." He said, "Indeed, I have answered your calling, so be straight and do not follow the way of those who do not know." That sounds like the blind leading the blind at the end. I feel dumber for having read them. No. It's Pharaoh on money, but it's not what he's looking for. That's it. Not in Exodus. I can only search. I can't search a particular. I'm looking. Yeah, but I can't.
No.
In 89, okay. And Moses said, "Oh, Lord, surely you have given Pharaoh and his leaders adornment and money in the world's life, our Lord, that they may err in from your way. Our Lord, hide on their money." And how do you hide on someone's money? Oh, my. So Ibn Kathir is a prophet? Is that what we're hearing? Wow. Yes. Just for the bricks. We're talking about these houses were made with bricks. Pharaoh the Muslim. Holy is a stone. I don't. It's a singular animal, plural, just like the word deer. Hey, go outside on Monday. Go outside on Monday if you're in the path of totality, like some of us here. Go outside. If the earth, if the sun turns, if the moon is dark, Allah's a liar. We're going to show this video, and it's our goal that if you accept Christ after this, it's our hope, I should say, that you would contact Straightway of Grace Ministry. Let us know that you've done this so we can celebrate with you. After this, Usama will answer the questions that have been put in. I'm going to point out one because I made it part of the show promo, and I asked the question earlier, is Allah racist? And that was in Surah 10, and we just kind of skipped over it. And Allah calls to the home of peace, and he guides whom he will to a straight way. To those who did good, the best, and more, neither blackness nor humiliation will cover their faces. Those are the companions of the garden, and they will abide in it forever. Right? Armpit. They said his thigh was white, his arms were white, his face was white. They go on in the Hadith, they describe all of these body parts that are white. Not one of them says he's black. Yeah, that's a whole series. Yeah. Wow. Yes, just a second. Okay, next one. Why is Allah often starting his sentences with surely, like he's unsure? Let's see here. Control F. It's adding up. Wow. It's over 1,000. Over 1,700. 1,800 and, wait. 500 and, sorry, 1,842. I'm sorry. Ed said, and don't call me Shirley. Have another question on the same exact topic. Here we go. How many times is perhaps? I don't think he's sure. I have it as 168 times in the Quran. Actually, in the King James, it's only mentioned 3 times, and it's all in the New Testament. Okay. Well, that is, believe it or not, that's a great transition into the next question. How come Pharaoh was a Muslim when Islam only existed after the 7th century? Yeah, because that is the topic for next week. We were just talking about that, so... Come back next week. That is the end of the questions. YouTube or Rumble or Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully we'll find some more forums to get on it. Yes. For Monday. That's for Monday. For Monday, you mean. Cut it too early. All right. Wednesday. Up. Oh, yep. I've already finding stories, so it's going to be an interesting week. Yeah, I caught it, so you can use it for later if you'd like. All right. Good night.